I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Jamie Boom Boom is in studio for the first time.
Thanks for having me, man.
Nice sweater.
Thank you, brother.
I really like it. I'm jealous.
Got the OVO, bro.
I like the color. I like everything.
Drake represent.
Baby blue, baby.
I actually love it. I really do.
Turn your phone off.
I'm turning my phone off.
Right now. I'll kill you. You can't show up drunk in the morning, late, and have your phone on. You can't do all
it's
that.
It's not even the morning, fuck.
It's crazy. Well, for him, it's the morning.
Yeah, for
it's
industry
noon.
People, yeah. This is like fucking nighttime. For this is like early evening.
It's 6 a.m. Right
yeah, for
now.
Him,
this
it's early.
Crazy.
Yeah, for him,
yeah, early.
It's
early. That's
right. Okay, and then also, okay, me, I was trying to FaceTime someone yesterday, and I'm FaceTiming them. The person's texting me. They go, "It's not me. Who are you? What are you doing?" And I'm yelling at the person. I go, "Stop fucking with me. What are you doing this for?"
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yo, when you're drunk, put your phone away. Just fucking put it away, bro. You yell at everybody at the bar.
Oh, it's crazy.
I go to the bar last night. He's yelling at everybody because they're too drunk. He gets drunk and does all kinds of bullshit all night.
Bro,
what the fuck?
I
come by the bar. He's ripping.
Morning.
He's ripping his poor bar. You're ripping the poor bartender. You're like, get the fuck upstairs. You told him, get upstairs.
What?
He goes, I don't want to see you.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy, bro.
He asked you for a cup of water. You give him the cup of water and tell him to get the fuck out of your face. I go, what the fuck is what's happening here? I don't understand.
That's not how you run a business.
Dude, you don't understand. This
you're like, every
idiot.
Time he gets drunk, he's an asshole. I don't want to see him. Bro, this morning you call me like this. You're like, we got the podcast right here. I was like this. You're like, FaceTime me. You ready to pick me up?
I was
like,
you're a train wreck. You know that, right?
I had the most bold non-tip yesterday. It was crazy. So this one dude, he comes out to the bar, and he walked up to me while I'm putting music on the jukebox, and he daps me up. And he goes, I'm going to come see you later. And I'm like, all right. And then he comes down with his boy. They both get a beer. The boy and the boy's girlfriend leave.
Hold on a second. What do you want, Poseidon? Why are you freaking out? Oh. Why'd you make a scene?
Poseidon.
You made a scene.
No, because he looked at me. He was like,
fuck, he looks good today. Poseidon,
like,
you look so good today. Do me a favor, Poseidon. Just undo one more button, please. Just one more. Thanks.
Why are you giving into the gay agenda?
Around the belly. He wants it.
I'll do two for you.
Do one of the belly buttons.
And
but
put the
on,
mic
Josh.
In front of your fucking face, Poseidon.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you're pissed.
Microphone,
you
forgot.
Fucking fucked up the time this morning. You're pissed at your bartender. You fucking yelled at the guy for not giving a tip. At what point do you think maybe it's me?
Yeah, it could be you.
No, it's not me. Trust me. trust me. And every once in a while, I think it's me. And then I got confirmation it's not me. Oh, my bad. There we go. Okay. So the guy, bro, okay. It's chill. He looks at me. He goes, man, I want to do a shot with you. And he's a white guy, by the way. And I'm like, okay, we'll do a shot. He's like, you got Casamigos? And I'm like, no. I'm like, but I got 818. And he's like, okay, fuck yeah, give me the good shit. We do a shot. I'm like, okay, this guy's chill. It's fine. He pays his bill. I give him the machine. He goes, Skip? What the fuck did this guy do for me? And he looks at me. He goes, you didn't do shit for me, dude. And his girl just looks so uncomfortable. And I look at her, and I look at him, and my brain exploded. I've never had that happen before. I've had people not tip. They're always trying to be secretive, you know?
Yeah.
So I just look at her. And I go, is this what he fucking does? This is what he fucking does? He goes around, he tries to act like a big shot, and he doesn't fucking tip? I go, this is what he fucking does?
Don't you have bouncers for that? What the fuck are you getting involved?
No,
bouncers don't handle
bouncers,
that.
Yeah, that's on me.
Bouncers are there, like, if a girl says, can I have an angel shot? Shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm yelling at him, and then he goes, what the fuck is good for you? What the fuck do you want? And I go, okay, here, I'll give you a chance. So
25%.
I put 1 cent on the machine, and I give it to him, and he goes, what do you want, $40? Is that good for you? That's enough for you? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Fucking
his
dick.
Bill's $46. So now he wants to give me $40 because I called him out in front of his girl.
Good.
And then he pays the bill, and I look at the girl. I go, you could do so much fucking better than
this
guy.
You took the-
and then she left him.
You took the tip?
What?
I said, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. You got to take the tip.
I go, you could do so much better than this guy. And then she just walked away, and he tried to grab her hand, and she fucking hit his hand away. And then everyone in the bar was watching.
You embarrassed me in front of the degenerates.
What time was this at?
That's fucking 2:30.
Oh, my God.
And then, no, the bartender that I yelled at, okay, bro, he's the worst, okay? It was a few weeks ago. He was at the bar.
He's such a nice kid.
He was drinking. But you don't know what he's actually like.
Okay.
He's just this.
Yeah,
this,
you only know him when you flirt with him, but you don't know what he's like.
I only know like fuck. He blows me in the bathroom every time I'm at the club.
That's it, exactly. And he doesn't work at the club anymore.
You know the horny guy. You don't know the work guy.
Oh, he doesn't work there anymore. Fuck.
He works downstairs at Stogie's now. And look, he's not a bad person, but he's just like kind of the worst. And one night he got all fucked up at the bar. And he, like, wouldn't leave. We kicked him out. His friend had to bring him home. His friend came to come back to the bar. He was back at the bar before his friend.
Hold on, you kicked out an employee because he was too drunk?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. You have to leave. I work here.
Bro, he went to the bathroom. He puked in the sink and started playing with it.
He didn't look. Oh. Fuck, I should have.
Right, don't tell me that, bro.
He gave me his hand. He shook my hand. He's never shook my hand before. Usually just behind the bar, he says, what's up? Yeah. Fuck, I thought maybe...
That's all he does, bro. He comes out to the pub, eyes wide open. Calm down. Sorry. Comes out to the pub, eyes wide open, and he just wants to shake everyone's hand.
He just wants to make friends.
Oh, because he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys who's shy and then reserved, and then when he gets drunk, he comes out of his shell.
Exactly, and it's bad. Fuck. And he does this laugh. He laughs at his own comments. It's crazy.
I like that.
No, my
it's kind of like me.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I'm staring at you when I said it.
He asked me for a pint of water, and I give him the pint of water. And then he goes like, yeah, you remember when you wouldn't give me water?
Well, I was in the desert.
All I saw was... I just lost it on him. I just saw you hand the guy... Get the fuck out of here. I'm saw like, you, get the fuck out.
I saw you hand the guy water and tell him to go upstairs. I was like, what the fuck was that?
I look at the bouncer. I go, bro, I don't want this guy to drink here. The bouncer laughs. I go, no, I'm 100% serious.
I believe it.
It was crazy. And I was... Yeah, sure.
Did you ever bartend?
I don't think I ever bartended, no.
You ever work in the industry?
I work in the restaurants, yeah. And I work in bars. I work in the street right now. I work in bars every night.
True. Yeah. Very true.
But no, as a bartender, no, I'd be a terrible bartender. I'm too distracting.
You don't like serving people?
No, I'm too distracting.
Yeah.
I'm big. I have a beard. Like, it's... You
wear these flower shirts.
Oh, the flower shirts, then I'd be fucked.
It's over, bro.
But I'd be getting crazy tips.
Your nice shoes would get all crazy sticky, too, on the fucking floor and shit.
Yeah, that they wouldn't know.
I can't stand it, man. Fuck, I have a fucking bar and I can't even be there.
How's your bar?
Shitty.
No, that's all, how you like it.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's all right. It's like a wine bar, but it's I don't know, man. Like, I had an idea for it, and then you know when you have too many partners involved, it's going well, but like, I don't know. I'm there less and
well,
less.
I mean, what you told me was that like you went in there and you bought in, and immediately when you bought in, you started doing comedy, and you were just like, fuck this place.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, that's a short version. I was like, I can't be here at night, but they want to
do you
be...
get a check every month, or do you get paid every month, or no?
We
get
do like dividends.
From...
We
okay,
do
there
dividends.
You go.
When it goes well, we get it. But like if somebody would take my shares, I'd probably give it up now. But yeah, like I was like, okay, I'll be the 12 to 3 guy, like the midnight to 3. I was doing some club promotion before comedy, but then comedy just, like at nights, you can't do anything else.
No, comedy consumes you.
You can't do anything else.
And you always find, like yesterday I finished the Star Wars show, and right away I text Johnny, I go to his room on at Doubles. He's like, yeah, what are you talking about? Come through. So I went on to a secret little bam spot.
Yeah.
So every time I find a chance, it consumes your nights.
You have a burger from there yet?
Yeah, yesterday I got two. I brought one home also.
And?
I liked it. I think the burgers were good.
How was that place?
I like
a grungy bar. It's a restaurant.
No,
what
no,
is
it's
it?
Very nice inside, but they make it look like it's going to be grimy. So the bathrooms, if you take, they have the graffiti. It looks like you're somewhere like you're not supposed to be.
Well, from the outside,
it's very nice.
It looks like a nightmare from the
outside.
Yeah,
I know exactly. But that's the whole gimmick.
Cool.
And then you open the door and it's super, super nice.
Yeah, that makes
everything's
sense.
Clean.
That's cool.
And, yeah. It's like, it feels like it's from another era. They do a good, and they're super friendly. Like, the staff is friendly. The burgers are good. You bring a chick there.
Yeah.
It's a good place to hang out and grab a drink.
Yeah.
And sometimes you never know. It could be a secret celebrity sighting. I might fucking pop in. Park Avenue, Fairmount.
Oh, fuck. You're back at your home base.
Yeah, it felt good. Yeah, it felt good. Yeah.
Holy shit.
But it's like, it's not Park X people there.
No, it's not. Sometimes there's like a few Park Xers. But no, it's more of the like Mile X, Mile N people, which is fun to talk to them, to talk shit about like all the stuff they like, but they agree with you. Because yesterday I was just complaining when I got on. I was complaining about Montreal because I've been dealing with a lot of outside of Montreal people and it was hard to describe it. And then yesterday at the Star Wars show, it clicked. The best way to describe Montreal. I go, Montreal is a great place if you love bicycles but hate making money. And then everyone in the bar is like, oh, fuck. They start laughing.
That's
like, that's true.
Good. That's accurate.
Yeah, because we take care of the bike paths. But forget making any money, dude. Forget they're
you
gonna take
you heard about the bike joke at Comedy Nest? I fucking the girl.
We
was
talked
crazy.
About it on Secret. Yeah, we talked about it on Secret. You were there at Secret Show?
Yeah,
the comedian came. The comedian came. Tell us what
yeah,
he saw.
That's
yeah,
that's funny, man. Are you the only guy in Montreal who knows what's going on with Greek soccer?
I don't think I'm the only guy. I'm definitely the best informed.
Okay, because every time you post, I'm like, this is the most niche shit I've ever
seen. Yeah, it's super niche. I do it for myself. Yeah, yeah. 3-0.
Nice.
We got one hand on the title, bro. One hand. 3 games left. 1 win against the 2 rivals. We're in. We're locked in.
Is it like the CFL? There's like 2 teams that just play against each other back and forth.
No, it's a full like league. 4? It's a Greek league. Yeah.
No, there's like what? There's like 30 teams?
No. It's a soccer. So there's 15 teams, and then there's 16 teams, but we have playouts, and then we have a second division too. So the way it works in European soccer is if you finish last, you don't have a draft pick.
But
you finish
down.
Last, you go down to another fucking division,
yes,
bro.
Yes,
it's
yes,
horrible.
Yes, yes.
It's the
and
worst thing that can happen
first,
to you.
First, you go up a division. Yeah. And so them, have they gone up in divisions over the last few years?
Who?
Or Ake?
They're the champions. They won the double last year. They won the Greek Cup and
so
the league.
They're in the highest level.
They're the highest level.
Are they the teams in Athens?
They're in Athens. Yeah, the biggest teams are Athens and Thessaloniki. Mm. The biggest teams are AEK, Olympiako, Panathinaiko, and PAOK. AEK Athens, yeah. And,
okay.
Yeah. It's a neighborhood called Nea Philadelphia, New Philadelphia.
I don't know why I'm upset that it's Athens. I really thought it was like
It's a small, suburb of Athens.
A small suburb
of Athens. So it's like having, let's say, Park X. But now they're the big team. Yeah. Olympiakos is also technically, but it's Piraeus. It's the port area. Panathinaiko is Athens downtown. And then there's PAOK. They're Thessaloniki. They're north.
But I fucking booked a comic this weekend from Toronto.
I'm sorry.
I never do that.
Yeah.
Ever. And he comes in. He's wearing a Montreal jersey. I said something about it when I brought him up on stage. And then after he gets off stage, I go, so what brought you to Montreal? He's like, I just came here to watch the women's hockey. It was not a bit, bro. He came here to see the new women's hockey team, which like...
We have a hockey team now?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so he's banned, right? No, I'm actually happy for the women's hockey. They broke the record for our largest attendance at a women's hockey game.
Fourth.
There was 17 people.
They're doing
people.
It at Bell Center or they're doing
no,
it
no, they did at the Bell Center. It was like 21,000 people. It was like the same we had for Suzukut.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah. So they broke... It was amazing. They broke a crazy record because nobody... But here, we love hockey so much. Plus, women's hockey... Here's what people forget. Like, we like to make jokes. It's not like women's basketball. Women's basketball, we have 3 good players and the rest is people missing layups, right? But women's hockey is super high level. Because hockey's hard, bro. Hockey's hard. They're fucking good. They're not as fast as the guys, but they're talented. They're good. So it's fun to watch. You can watch it. Just like lady soccer. If you watch lady soccer at the highest level, it's fun to watch.
You know what it is? I was watching basketball because of Caitlin Clark. And
I can't because I watch the good players. Like I watch Caitlin Clark, the young one. And then you'll see something. You're like, what the fuck is that? How are you missing a layup?
Caitlin Clark, is she the tall blonde one?
No,
she has black hair. She's very good.
The 3-point shooter.
Her and Angela Reese.
Yeah.
Very fucking good players.
But he's talking... You're
the
talking
tall black
Paige,
one, he took a picture with Kevin Hart. They took a picture with Kevin Hart. She was like a tall blonde, very
Caitlin
cute.
Clark, she's Paige, very, very good.
You're talking Paige Bookers or whatever the fuck.
How do you guys know so many WNBA players? Fuck.
Well, it's because I know because of Caitlin Clark. But then, bro, so it's great. They're playing great basketball. I'm watching. It's the fucking NCAA women's finals, whatever. The only time that they look like women again is like when they scramble for the ball. Bro, it's hilarious. They're all
they're breaking nails like, and shit. They're like, what
no,
just, my nails?
There's a difference you can see.
You know
see.
When women fight the way they
yeah.
sideways and shit, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, there's a I don't know.
But I gotta say, Caitlin Clark's a fucking gangster.
She's a brush. She'll destroy.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
the one he just showed you. But he's getting he's trying to be funny, Poseidon, instead of just doing what he should be doing. Poseidon, go back to Caitlin Clark.
He's showing us volleyball.
Yeah, he's trying to. That's Caitlin Clark. She's very good. And she just, because you don't make a lot of money in the WNBA, because women talk a lot of shit, but they don't actually go watch the WNBA, so they need to shut the fuck up about it. They don't support it, so I don't know why we would. And there's not that much money, so I think her salary each year is like $75,000.
Yeah, she's making 70 to 90 over the year. 70, but,
which is not
80.
A lot. However, that's what people are like, it's not fair. Yes, it is fair. That's how business works. You only get paid based on how much
your
business makes.
Even, it's not even just that. The NBA
subsidizes them because they lose money.
But there's a revenue share with the owners of the NBA.
You don't understand.
NBA, yes.
WNBA.
Yeah, but the NBA subsidizes WNBA.
Exactly. Yes. Subsidized.
So it's the same owners, no? Isn't
no,
it?
No, no.
Oh, it's not.
It's a different company. It's a different league. So if I subsidize you, right, and then you want to do rev share, let's say. If rev share is on profits, they would owe money to to the owners because they keep losing money. But the good thing is Nike and all them, because you could sell products. Yeah. She just signed a $6 to $8 million deal with Nike for the next couple of years to sell. That's how you're going to make your money in the WNBA. You have no choice. It's kind of like, that's why you have to admit the truth. The truth is the league doesn't make any money and it's women's fault. Because women don't support it. They just talk and they don't support this shit. They don't like sports as much as we do.
Bro, Dave Portnoy offered her $10 million to come play in the Barstool Rec League.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Against guys, yeah. I heard
just,
that. Yeah,
just
yeah.
play with the fucking
staff. She would destroy them.
And against, it'd be insane.
The best is good. You're playing against like 45-year-old former NBA players. They'd still rip her, you know, like fucking guys.
No, physically.
No, she'd be playing with like office workers.
Yeah, office workers, yeah.
No, but... But she also got offered to play 3-on-3
with Ice Cube.
Oh the Big Three League. Big Three. That would be good, dude. Eunice, she's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
well,
her and the other one, Angela Reese. There's other good players too, but those two.
Yeah, I think Angela Reese went second.
They're fucking. They're awesome.
When you went to the Canadiens game at the Bell Centre, was it like cut off? Like was what it Canadiens cut off game? With like the women's game at the Bell Centre?
Bro, I just told you it was over 20,000 people. It broke a world record.
That many people?
It's full. Dude, women's hockey. Look, that's what I'm telling you. You have. Women's hockey at a high level is watchable.
Holy
it's very
shit.
Good. It's very fun. We have this idea in our head because of all these shitty... This is why it's bad to push people who are garbage into comedy because then everyone thinks that's what comedy is. Yep. It's the same thing with women's sports. If you keep showing shitty players or shitty sports, people get in their head and then they don't respect anything else.
And then the market's dead.
But then, okay.
But since I like sports, I look around a lot. And in Europe, sports are huge. In Europe, like let's say Ike, they have a women's volleyball team, handball team, basketball team, all that. So you get to watch a lot of different sports. High level... Hockey, ice hockey, at a real high level in North America, brother, it's fucking fun.
But
to
is that what happened? Is that what happened with comedy, like here in Montreal, that like it got watered down and
it got watered down when people started getting I'm not gonna name names, but there's some clubs that gave into bullying online. Mm. You don't have enough women on the line. Yeah, you don't have enough this. So then what they would do is instead of getting the best woman or the best, they would be like, I need to have a black guy. I need to have a Pakistani. Yeah. So they would just take the people that were available but weren't necessarily ready. So then people go to the club. And they're like, oh, a lady's going. Like,
the product is not the same.
Yeah, they're like, this is bad. Women aren't funny. But it's not women aren't funny. Because we know funny women. We have, like, let's say now we have Kira. There's Michelle. There's Carly. Like, we have actual funny. But they would just put anyone, open micers. So then people who never saw, what they see in their head, that's how we are as humans. We just generalize. And like, oh, women aren't funny. This and it ruins it for other women.
They were literally booking women who quit comedy just to like book a woman. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I remember asking someone. I went to like the New Faces and they were like, oh, no, I don't really do it that much anymore. But I'm like, you're on New Faces. But, I got seen at this one show where they picked four of us.
Yeah. So then it makes it bad for everyone else.
The product suffers because then people go see it. Like, if random people are like, fuck, I want to buy a ticket for JFL because it's JFL and they go see it and it's.
Yeah.
So the product's not there.
It's one of those situations where the intention is good, but the idea is shit. Mm. So the intention is good. You want more women, more people that you don't see to be visible. But if you really gave a shit, you have to put time and effort and get the best ones.
Yeah.
You know? Or else it fucks up. So anyways, the women's hockey, the Montreal, I invited one of the players, actually, if she has free time to come do an interview.
I was playing like shitty hockey once and there was one of the ladies there. I forget her name. She was a very cute blonde, like very small. But we're playing with her. She fucking ripped my friend, like hit him so
hard.
Saying. She like body checked that shit out of my friend.
I remember ball hockey, dude. We were playing and like they had mixed one time and they brought a woman. And right away, I saw her legs because she had the short shorts. And I go, she's going to embarrass her. You could tell that she's a player. And I go, she's going to embarrass everyone. Bro, and she was, and I loved it because everyone was like, oh, it's a chick. What is she going to do? And I go, wait, keep talking. I go, wait, she's going to embarrass the fuck out of you. And that's what she did.
But some of them can skate. They're at like fucking figure skaters.
Yeah, bro.
Skate, man.
No, it's not even just that. Like, they're just there. Yeah, they're very good at hockey. Like, it's.
Yeah. They're any soccer, dude. High level women's soccer. You can watch. It's not like it used to be where they're missing and all that. You go, but it's not.
Yeah, but Christine Sinclair played on the team till she was like 84.
Well, so there's players. Chelios played till he. Yeah, if you're a good player. True. You're a good player. You can keep playing.
Vince Carter played until he was 57.
Yeah, bro, Vince Carter, bro.
But, okay, what I don't like with Caitlin Clark is other, like, WNBA players and shit are hating on her. And they're talking shit.
What'd she do?
They're apparently, not just her, another player was getting bullied in the locker room because they're not gay. Did you hear about
that? Oh, bro, the internet was so upset that Caitlin Clark wasn't gay. All these lesbians online thought they had a new member of the team.
Yeah, that's crazy, like, though. You bully someone like that? That's fucking crazy. That's gay as shit, though. That's gay behavior.
Basically, they were saying, because she broke the all-time scoring record, not in women's college basketball, just in college basketball, the all-time scoring
record. That's amazing.
It's insane. And then they were telling her it's not real, it doesn't count, blah, blah, blah.
Why doesn't it count?
They're saying it doesn't count because the ball is smaller and the whatever. It's
bro,
crazy.
Go fuck yourself.
It's crazy.
But
and
yeah,
just talking shit like she
is
changed
the ball smaller for real?
Basketball. I think it's a little bit smaller.
Those are big bitches.
Can we admit that it is funny that in the locker room, like back in the day, like, bro, don't be gay. And now in their locker room, they're like, oh my God, you're straight.
Yeah,
fucking loser. You don't like pussies, huh? You fucking straight loser. There's something hilarious about
gay?
That. Yeah, we're in bizarro world.
Like that song, that meme, why are you gay? It's like, why are you not gay?
Yeah. Oh my God, so you're not gay? Ugh. There is something funny about, like, I don't like that these kids are getting bullied in the locker room of the WNBA. Of all places, the WNBA, yeah. your fucking franchises are all garbage, and you're making fun of someone for not being gay is crazy. Insane.
I didn't think that was a sport that had a lot of gay people. I understand women's
You
like,
didn't
rugby
think
and
the
shit.
WNBA had, bro, it's 99% lesbians, really? Yeah.
I think that most women's sports are like 50-50 at least.
Yeah.
And except for like maybe like swimming.
Because or soccer.
Yeah.
Why? No.
Maybe I thought it was quite feminine basketball, but even like the guys, they look very feminine.
Boom, you're roasting in a week and a half.
Oh, I am?
Aren't you? You're roasting CJ.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's scheduled now. All right, I'm down. Because I know you scheduled when I was in Indiana, so I said I can't because I'm in Indiana. I didn't know you rescheduled it. But yeah,
oh,
I'm down.
Did I not? Okay.
I didn't get any get your secretary. Hire that guy again. That fucking guy you kicked out of the bar. Yeah. Hire him again to help you with your fucking administrative work.
I was gonna ask you if you were ready for the roast, if you were excited for the roast, but I guess not. We gotta figure this out.
CJ, yeah, I'm down to roast him though. It's gonna be not easy though, because he's
Look up Alisha Lemon. Alisha, A-L-I-S-H-A, and Lemon, L-E-H-M-A-N-N. She's a soccer player. She's a Swiss soccer player. She plays, I think, for Fulham.
Who's the soccer player that showed her tits? Remember that? Or she like lifted up her shirt?
She's the one that Drake sent a message. He offered her money to bang her, and she's like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, she's gorgeous, man.
She's stunning.
What the fuck?
Where's
she from?
Soccer player. She's Damn. Swiss.
Swiss. The Swiss.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at this.
She's awesome.
She's all neutral. She's bi, right? Because she's Swiss. She's probably very neutral. She's like, oh, I go anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I go every way.
I made.
How many Instagram followers?
I accidentally made Boom Boom horny. Yeah.
She's got like.
Well, okay, Boom. I gotta ask you. So in the roast, you roasted Sam. Everybody's
that
always,
was so fun.
Everybody's
man.
Always roasting you for dating younger women.
Yeah.
First of all, how old are you?
39 and fun. Yeah,
but he doesn't look 39.
Does not look 39. I look 39.
I feel like I'm starting to fucking. The worst is like when I started comedy, I was like 36, 37. And you were like, you would always be like, James is coming on the stage. It's crazy because he's 40. And I'm like, I'm not 40. And now I'm actually going to be 40.
No, every time I would go, but he's fucking 40. I'm 25. And he would go, I'm 37. I go, that's how you know he's 40.
Hate him. Fucking hate Josh.
But is it real that you're dating like younger chicks?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, but I was that's what surprised
me. But like, they're all legal. Hold on. They're all legal, right?
Well, I didn't check all. Yeah, they're all
I
fucking
don't check
legal.
IDs, bro.
I'm not a fucking jackass.
But this one girl, I thought of asking her mom when she picked her up, but I wasn't.
Fuck. Yeah. I was surprised because Sam's, like, I thought I'd get ripped for, like, the fighting stuff, touching balls, fucking being gay, wrestling in high school, but, like, everybody.
No, being gay is cool now. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Bro, everybody keeps ripping me for dating young girls. Even Johnny DeVito would rip me for, in the next roast I did, he was ripping me for dating young girls. I was like, what the fuck, man? It was, like, he had this whole intricate, Johnny DeVito was good because his whole roast was, like, it was like a fucking bit, bro. He went into it and, like, how, you know, I can't get into amusement parks and then. How I wrestled with my sexuality in high school, not with like wrestling. I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, back to that. Yeah, Sam ripped me for dating young girls. So fuck him, man.
My problem with him dating young girls is that, like, you're a gay man, just date young guys.
he doesn't like to actually bang dudes. He just wants to wrestle with them and touch them.
Yeah, so I have a question. So you actually like seek out younger women to date, or it just happens?
I don't know. Yeah,
I guess where he hangs out.
Yeah, hang out at
school.
When you okay. My local high school has a really good cafeteria.
What if
I'm friends with the lunch lady?
I really like the Jamaican patties at my high school cafeteria.
What if you meet a woman your age?
Disgusting.
Yeah, my woman. You just think, man. You would be women like 30. So 39-year-old woman. It's when I was.
You don't
young,
like hot older women like in their 40s.
Never.
Really?
I never. When I was 20, bro.
She's gay as shit, bro.
When I was 20, my friends are like, fucking cougars, but you see that 35-year-old? I was like, fuck no.
Poseidon, bring up Monica Bellucci so that he could vomit.
Yeah. I'll fucking piss on Monica.
And then, cause he's going to be like, ew, show us Jim Belushi.
But you just got to say, like, I want him to do
how
this
old
on
is
stage
this
so bad.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Bro,
like,
she's 59 years old.
She's gorgeous.
You're telling me
oh my God.
you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Here she's a bit younger.
Electric.
Yeah. But even at
this, oh, no.
Bro,
look at that.
That's
man.
Just a bad photo, but she's
bro,
hot.
She looks beat the fuck. Yo, she, oh, no.
Yeah, the age is getting to her.
Does she have an Instagram?
But in her 40s, she was hot.
But we're talking about it one day, and Boom Boom just looks at me straight face, and he goes, But have you seen a 39-year-old?
Bro, look at, bro, come on, bro.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You were just looking at, first of all, you're crazy. Selma Hayek, for some reason, isn't aging. Selma Hayek and Elizabeth, what's her name?
Bro.
The British chick.
No, fucking, she's old now.
They're
yeah?
Elizabeth Hurley got
yeah,
old.
Elizabeth Hurley,
fuck,
yeah.
That's sad.
It's sad, she got old.
Oh, you know who doesn't age? Kate Beckinsale.
True.
Well, Kate Beckinsale, bro, I don't know what she's doing.
Why are you naming these like obscure actresses?
Kate Beckinsale is obscure. Kate Beckinsale is obscure.
Titanic, no?
No, bro. Underworld.
No, even old, bro.
Yeah, even, dude, come on. Elizabeth Hurley's still hot.
That's not a real picture. That's not
she looks like, go to her Instagram. She posts stuff.
She okay. looks like a catcher's mitt.
Maybe I'm wrong.
She does not look like a catcher's mitt. You're crazy. Go to her Instagram.
Oh, my God.
You're too hard on women. You're the reason why they complain.
No, but they're hard on me. Fuck, they're always telling me I'm too short.
And gay. That's the biggest problem with you. Say you're gay.
Is that a thing? Like you being short? Dude, is that is like a thing that fucks with you?
She's in her 50s, maybe 60, bro. She's gorgeous.
Look at this. No, yeah, this she's is a 60s. Natural video. She looks good, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Looking 50, bro.
How old is Elizabeth look at this. Early?
Pull up. Do me a favor, Poseidon. Pull up Madonna.
Yeah, but now you're like
yeah,
now?
But that's one mutant.
Yeah, now you're comparing a frog to
yeah,
women.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but Madonna has been doing drugs. She's been a shitty person her whole life, and it starts to come out.
Bro, look,
yeah.
At the, look
at Selma Hayek,
bro.
Who's been cool her whole that's life. She's been now. Nice to everyone, bro. I follow Selma Hayek on Instagram. Sometimes I'm shocked. I go, how the fuck?
Yeah, and not because she still looks her age.
She doesn't look her age. That besides, how old is she?
She looks like 70.
I think she's like.
She looks 70.
32.
Look,
that's a 70-year-old to you.
You're insane.
You're insane. That's a 70-year-old to you. I'm not saying she's as hot as the girl we saw from soccer, Alicia Lehman. That's not what we're saying. But if you're telling me right now that she looks 70, you're a homosexual. Bro.
She is 57. Well,
we already put that out there.
She's 57 and she looks ripe for impregnation, bro.
Like, Jesus, Poseidon, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck?
Now you're making it weird.
But you're trying to ruin the moment, bro. We're having fun.
That is a gorgeous woman who takes care of herself, bro. Poseidon, what are you doing scrolling? Just take a fucking photo.
Brother, she's fucking drinking the adrenochrome.
I think she is drinking the adrenochrome.
I'd rather bang an older dude.
We know. We know.
Old dudes or young girls, that's it for me. There's no in between. Really old fucking guys.
Oh shit.
Oh man. Yeah,
I only want to bang people who are too embarrassed to say they're banging me.
But Poseidon, where I'm meeting them like at comedy comedy
Kate,
nights
Kate
too.
Kate Beckinsale, click on her Instagram. Look, what's her age?
Oh wait, let me see.
191.
50.
She's so old. She has
bro,
a letter from the
I
queen.
Wish bro I hope Bro, I hope I look like her now. And she's 50. It's insane.
Yeah.
Some people, bro, they take care of themselves. They stay positive.
She's a guy. You're showing me a guy.
Because she's...
There really are a lot of guys.
There really are a lot of dudes.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Poseidon, just why do you do this? There's 10 photos of her and you're scrolling down to a cat. Just pick, click on a fucking photo of her, bro.
I have to log in.
So say that. Just stop. Stop scrolling. Look at her. She's gorgeous.
Look at the look at that one there.
Why'd she post the old
lady tattoo?
I don't know why Poseidon's doing that. I don't know why he's stopping at someone who's not her.
I told you, they're all crazy cat ladies when they get to that age. All of them.
Poseidon's like,
yo, could you imagine coming on her tits?
Dude,
that's not her, bro. Listen, that's an old lady with cats.
I know, but look.
All girls my age have cats. That's another thing, too. What the fuck they all have cats for? I hate fucking cats.
Girls my age, bro, you're 39. Girls your age are still young, 39.
No,
they're not
they
old.
All have cats. If you get a cat, you're old.
You're looking at the wrong.
The girls you pick have 30.
A cat year old. You know what's left? You know what's left out there at our age?
Guys.
You know what's left?
Single men.
Guys like me, they're like, I can still fuck a young chick.
Yeah. And then you bang each other. You're like, bro, let's sword fight.
Bro, yeah, she's gorgeous, actually.
She's gorgeous.
God damn, bro. Crazy.
Okay, then why? How come
I'm the best thing that happened to feminism.
Yeah.
She's like, go, I'll just lay this. No, but she is gorgeous, though.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Come on, bro.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, I think that's genetics, though, because she doesn't age.
How old is she?
Also,
she's 50 years old, bro.
No, don't forget.
Yeah, she might even be older than 50. It's insane.
She looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's absurd. I don't know what she's doing, but she's also always exercising. She's always happy with her family.
Yeah, don't forget.
That helps.
These people are paid to take care of themselves.
Yeah, so they have time and they're calm.
This is literally what they do.
It's like LeBron James spends all that money in recovery.
LeBron James, yeah. Now it's more, but back in the day, he paid $10 million a year to his nutritionist.
Yeah. You take care of yourself, you can survive long.
Oh, fuck LeBron James.
We know.
I mean, hey, you look good for your age.
Yeah, but
you do look good for your age, bro. That's
no,
true.
The time is running out, man. Time is running.
Time's
out.
Not running out, bro. You're fucking 39. Calm down.
39, bro.
Wait, time is running out for what? You're not gonna die. You mean time is running out like to start a family?
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
but
so.
Dude, you can't start a family if you're banging 17-year-olds. Like
yeah,
you have
true.
To. And also,
you don't want kids. You want to be an uncle for life.
No, now, yeah, I think now I'm ready. I, you know, I want kids. I love kids, though. I really, really love kids.
Wait, hold on.
You can't, why would you say it like that? Why
I love kids. I fuck.
Why would you say? Why would you put that in the same sentence?
Oh, Matthew's gonna have a field day with that one. Okay. No, but then you have to find a lady who's yeah. like in her like
in what age? What age group?
It's not so much the age, it's more of where they are in life. Because you could find yeah. a 20-something, a 28-year-old.
The dating experts say, they say half your age plus seven. That's what they say.
Don't say that. There's no such thing as a date. Anybody who calls them a dating expert is a scam artist who's taking your money.
What's half your age?
Plus seven. That's 27. Fuck, Poseidon, you're smart. No, is
it
27?
Smart. I'm
He's 39,
past.
Bro. That would be 32, bro.
26.
If it's
no.
7 years younger than him?
No, half no. your age plus seven.
Oh, half yeah. your age plus seven. Oh, that's weird. Why would you do that?
That's apparently legal.
Yeah. That's like red pill guys, you know?
Oh my God. Don't
like not, it's like not frowned upon.
Yo, Andrew you, Tate came Andrew, out as gay
yo,
yesterday.
Andrew, I know. He used to be such a red pill. No, he's like, yeah. you gotta love your women. You gotta this, you gotta that, bro. What happened to Andrew Tate?
Well, he came out. No, he said having sex with a woman without the
goal
the kids,
of impregnating
kids
her
is gay.
He also said if you don't have 5 kids under 40, you're a loser. If
yeah,
you're 40 years old
that.
Don't have
Yo,
5 kids
year.
You're a
he
loser.
Said that for Fuck, the sole purpose of what you're doing right now talking
I
get, about
I
it
I gotta have quintuplets yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows
what
he's doing. That's he's not, exactly.
Like we had a video
he's just fucking around
bro I loved his response on drugs. They go, have you ever tried cocaine? He goes, never. I never will.
Me neither.
Like, have you tried any other drugs? He goes, nothing, never. And they go, why? He goes, because if I try cocaine and I don't like it, I'm gonna regret it. If I try cocaine and I like it, I'm gonna do it all the time and I'm gonna regret it.
Yeah, I never did the cokes.
He's a bright guy, though. He's fucking.
Whatever. He knows.
Bro,
he's fucking.
Coke sucks.
It's kind of like the video we put out the other day, bro. That reel of us talking about what's first world, second world, third
yeah.
world. Dude, people got so butthurt. It was the funniest. We're literally laughing. There's a crying emoji.
It's about what?
It's just about what you consider first world or second world countries. I even said that for me, my rankings are different. If you can't buy a TV at 2 a.m., it's not first world. Dude, people literally roll like, fucking American scumbags, you fucking stupid Americans. My country's not third world. Just, they, my God, people are so dumb. I feel like society is getting stupider.
It's not good.
No.
I think people are angry.
I think
just want to be mad.
But it's also
shit.
We have so much access to information. We just see what everybody says now,
and we get mad
like
at
before,
it.
These people, they're hidden. You know,
it's
now
not, it's not just that. We're literally seeing in real time the decline of Western civilization.
Yeah,
and then people are mad, man. They just want to get mad at shit because they're like, "Fuck, bro, the good old days are behind us."
Yeah, they but say that
like
was
imagine,
the fall of the Roman Empire. Eh?
Yeah,
when people start
being wrong.
Identity
politics and all yeah. that. Yeah, and also now everyone's get the socialist thing is hilarious. So every socialist state. Has failed.
Yo, you've been putting up a lot of anti-Trudeau shit.
Oh, have I? What? Where?
Well, always, everywhere.
I make fun of him, but what do you mean anti-Trudeau
okay, okay, yeah,
shit?
But
like where?
So what's your... I'm not very
on
like
Twitter?
Politics. He yeah.
Loves,
oh, on Twitter, yeah, yeah.
He's a Milhouse fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a Milhouse fan, but I prefer Milhouse
too. It is fun to troll. You know, he was at a Greek cafe, Trudeau, a few weeks ago.
Dude, Trudeau was at my sister's house, and they told me, and...
He wouldn't go.
No. I was going to go start a scene. And then I felt bad for my sister, so I didn't go.
Like, what was he doing in your sister's house?
It's where she lives. Like, it's where like the Greek community type thing is. So
cafe...
she's like, all his fucking security was up there 2 days before, making sure that there's no one hiding in her house to murder him or whatever.
So then,
me. So then I was like, I should fucking go. But then I just felt bad for her because they would have been like, why is your brother yelling? Why is your brother calling the prime minister a faggot?
But how crazy is it that like he was just in a cafe? Like I literally was in the cafe 10 minutes later and they're like,
yeah, oh, he went to next doors too. Yeah, I forgot to complain. I'm gonna go tell Nick.
But like,
oh,
imagine,
no, don't do that.
Bro, that shit could never happen in the U.S. though. Like, a fucking U.S. president can't just go to a cafe and hang out.
It depends where.
Obama went to fucking Five Guys all the time.
Yeah, yeah. No. Obama went with Five Guys all the time. So does Trudeau. So here's the thing. It depends where you go. You have to go to a friendly place. Like Trudeau would not come to this studio. He's been invited many times, even though his buddy's here. He did not want to do any interviews with me because he's scared. He's a pussy. But where they told him it's friendly, we secured the area, no one's going to shoot you, and they're not going to yell at you, he goes. That's just how it is. They're going to go where it's friendly. Like, Trump is going to go where it's Trump-friendly.
Or
Biden's
Cuba with
go
his father. Go hang out with his dad in
Fidel's
Cuba.
Dead. No, but I don't like Trudeau at all. Trudeau, I voted for him the first time. I gave him a chance, and then he fucked up the whole country, so I don't like him. Milhouse, Poilievre, it's not that I like him. It's that I prefer someone coming in to cut taxes for a couple of years, and then we got to get him out too.
You know what I don't like? He's trying to look better.
That's. But I tell you, there's thing, I don't like politicians. That's why when people say
rips,
you,
he rips the liberals too much. Yeah.
No, no, I don't mind the ripping. They're always going to rip each other.
What bothers me?
He stopped wearing glasses. He's in Minneapolis trying to look cool.
Yeah.
I get it's all an image thing, but that's why I don't like it. That's why I don't like politicians. They fucking piss me the fuck off.
He should have just stayed in his fucking suit.
Just be a nerd and just and no vagary. Just be like, look, the country's so fucked up. I'm going to do what I can, and all I can do is cut taxes. So you guys have more money in your pocket. You guys, though, if I'm going to cut taxes, you have to make this country productive. You got to build businesses. You're going to make your money and grow. He should just be honest. Be like, you guys have to fucking, there's no more of this socialist bullshit.
I feel like if liberal win again, they're going to come after like our property gains tax. And like they're going to.
They already said that. They're already coming. And a lot of people cheered it on. People are so stupid. Yeah. For some reason, they think that capital gains is for rich people.
Yeah.
They don't realize that
everybody has a house.
Yeah, for some reason they said.
Okay, I gotta say, not for nothing. We have fucking Boom Boom here. What are we talking politics for?
I'm sorry.
I'm a, you didn't know, what are we doing, politics with Boom Boom? I'm a political activist, man.
Boom's got a flashback to getting knocked out. What do you guys want to talk politics right now?
What do you guys want to talk about? I specialize in Russian politics.
Anything over 250,000 will be taxed 66%.
Is that real?
Yeah. And that's commercial or private.
No, but that hasn't been confirmed yet.
It is. It's going to take effect in June. June 25th.
I got to sell my place then. But everybody's going to renting. Everybody's going to rent.
That's what they're trying to achieve.
You will own nothing and be happy, my friend. Yeah, anyway, socialism is a failed experiment. We've tried this with many countries. They all failed. Okay, it never worked. He calmed down himself.
I spilled coffee, bro.
Calm down.
Okay.
I'm glad you cut off the politics.
Did you put booze in Josh's coffee?
It would have helped.
It looked like you were about to faint. That's why.
A guy yesterday got mad at me because I was like, you know, we should try. Imagine we just try free market capitalism. And it's way better than moving from socialism more towards communism. And he goes, socialism doesn't turn into communism. That's like saying that the ultimate form of capitalism is fascism. And then I go, no, it isn't. Fascism is the state controlling everything, all the businesses. That's closer to communism. The opposite of free market capitalism, the ultimate version of it technically would be like, just anarchy, where there's no control of anything. And he's like, ugh, like I didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, why doesn't he just Google it?
You know what?
They don't know what fascism is. They say fascism, but they don't understand what it is.
You know why? Because now people are confused. Because what's happening is
they're changing. America, they're making up definitions.
The United States of America, which is a capitalistic thing, it used to be capital. It's no longer capitalistic.
No, they're oligarchies everywhere.
They're oligarchies because now they're being funded. Right, so whoever funds the most gets what they want.
He's talking about Congress,
I'm just hearing that.
I don't know how to explain it. Probably so when people think, when people say the rich and this that, and because of it's not because of capitalism. It's literally because
capitalism gives you the opportunity to work and become rich.
Exactly,
but capitalism isn't the thing destroying the world. The thing destroying the world are these fucking people that don't want to work.
Yep.
True. And COVID, like people were already there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. COVID got people like used to not working and made it feel possible.
It's very bad.
It's crazy.
And people get lazy when you give them money.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Like big time lazy.
Dude, I had a girl was telling me, I'm not mad. It was just a weird conversation because she's like, I don't know what to do. You know, everyone, no one has money. Everything's expensive. And we're talking about Toronto. And I go, you know what would be good to start? Let's all agree to not pay income. Let's just abolish income tax for a while, you know, and let people put it. She's like, no, you know what's better? Let's just agree to not pay our landlords. And then I go, what the f? That's stealing.
Yeah,
like, no, it isn't. These
squatting.
Fucking landlords.
You're basically squatting.
And I go, how do you not see? So you want to, she's like, oh, I'll even willing to pay more in taxes. So I go, so you just want to steal. You want either the government to steal from us or you want to steal from someone else. You don't want to just keep what you earn. And like, it's absurd. Everyone wants to steal from
someone.
Squatting. Everyone wants to steal from someone.
I don't understand where the law.
Income tax is theft, 100% theft. Dude, you do not work half my shift. You don't need half my money. And not
especially
paying your rent or going to a store and not paying for something and leaving, all that's theft. You're
especially
stealing
when
someone else.
They're losing money all the time and we don't know where the money's going and all the politicians are flying on private jets and shit. Like,
so
where's the money?
What you're saying is we should pay taxes for things not based on income.
Yeah, the best thing that we can do is you pay sales tax everywhere, right? The sales tax, the corporations like they do now, we collect it. Even me, I have to collect when I charge people sales tax. And then at the end, there's a balance. So let's say if I bought nothing and I just collected sales tax, all the sales tax I give back, but they balance it out the government. So let's say right now I collected $2,000 in sales tax, but I also bought a lot of equipment, which I paid sales tax for. I'm not going to owe the full $2,000 I'm going to owe less because I paid back sales tax. You know, they're not insane or else you would never make money.
Okay. What about like municipal taxes for roads and shit?
Okay, what do you mean for roads?
Like roads, schools, okay. Hospitals.
So that's the argument. People go, if you don't pay tax, how are we going to build roads? Police. The government doesn't build roads. The government is not building. Value Plant is not building the bike paths. Yep. They pay private companies to do it.
Yep, and okay? They bid on them.
And they bid on them. So it's not the government.
But we're still paying for that.
Well, hopefully you're paying for that. Well, everyone's paying for that. So you're already paying for that. So it would be easier if by neighborhood, let's say, your people pay. If you want a road, you're going to build a fucking road. You're going to pay to get the fuck because it's better for you.
Yeah, but the problem is hold on. And it's already been done. TMR, Westmount, yeah. I think Outremont as well.
Yeah, they handle their own
They handle their own shit.
They handle their own shit because let's say you live in that neighborhood. Let's say it's your neighborhood, right? You live in that neighborhood. So you get together, you're part of that community, and you go, look, this is the budget, but you're looking at it. You're like, this is the budget. We're all contributing X amount of money because we want these roads because it's good for us. I get to drive on these roads. I get to go to school.
One asshole's going
to
scam them. One asshole's going to be like, yeah, let's do it. And rip everybody off.
No, because you need it for you. They're just going to charge you. But now what's happening is we're blindly just saying, yeah, they're going to fix everything. Give it to socialism. Give it to the government. They do nothing. They fuck it all up. Then they ask for more money because they fucked it all up.
They fucked up the 10 Highway 10 coming into the city. They had to redo the whole thing for like 10 million.
But that's what I'm saying. And then they go.
They put lights on the Champlain Bridge. That was the big fucking.
That it doesn't even though it was too much money. But then what I hate is people who go, well, if we don't give it to the government doesn't do it, who's going to do it? The government doesn't do it. They hire private companies. These politicians don't know how to fucking weld. You hire. So why give them the power when they've repeatedly fucked you over? If you have an employee that repeatedly comes in late, spits in people's food, doesn't do his job, you're going to keep fucking paying him and expecting a different result.
What are we even talking about here? It's all corruption. It's crazy. Bro. It's all corruption and there's always someone behind it.
It's not. Corruption is a big part of it. And the other thing we have to admit is incompetence. Mm. They're idiots. But people are stupid.
It's not necessarily incompetence, bro. They use the fucking whatever, the gravel or whatever the fuck.
The shitty.
So that they could redo it every year.
Of course.
It's all a game, bro.
So right now because the government's allowing that to happen. You, if you hired someone and they fucked you over like that, well, you just keep hiring and losing your money. No, after a while, you'd be like, whoa, hold on a second.
I'm in on it.
And no, if you're, I'm saying you, not the government. You want to fix your tiles in your apartment. You want to fix your tiles.
Sure.
Are you going to pay someone else and keep paying someone else, and then they pay someone else, and then they come and keep fucking it up? No, you're going to go find someone who could fix it. And if they don't fucking fix it properly, you're not going to rehire him. You're not going to keep losing money, right?
Yeah.
That's why we should be humans. The citizens should be in charge. Right now, we're blindly just giving money. We see that nothing works, and we still want to give more money. Dude, are you fucking crazy?
I drove through, I was in the Côte de Neige neighborhood yesterday.
Brag.
And
what were you doing there, a prostitute?
I was going to the hospital. And
fuck, you're banging a prostitute in the hospital?
No, he was going to a hospital for real. Because anyways, you want to tell them, Poseidon, that
I want to save it
that
for
you don't respect your doctor?
I want to save it for 2DM or intellectuals. Okay. So you're going to hear it there because it's hilarious. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, dude, I drove through a street. I didn't know what happened. I thought it wasn't real life for a second.
Yeah, I thought my car was going to blow up the other
day. Dude, I had
to... Pop, just falling into holes, bro.
Bro, I had an Uber driver the other day. He hit a pothole, and he goes, this fucking city, man. he drops me off, he goes, you're my first trip of the day, and you're going to be my last.
He's like quitting right there. Dude, yeah. He quit right there. He's like, fuck this job.
Like, I'm going home. I can't drive in these streets. And I was like, no, we're nothing, brother. Like, fuck it, maybe look. Like... But he didn't swerve, hey, nothing. Dude, he went right into the fucking pothole.
It's not about looking. Dude, I was driving a Mazda 3. It was a rental car. I go to merge on the highway. I'm going 13 south from Laval, right? There is a Hyundai Elantra in front of me slowing down. And then last second, he moves out. I'm like, why is this guy going so slow? He moves out of the way last second. I see, bro, like at least 30 potholes. And big ones, bro. Like humongous potholes. Flat tire.
Bro,
I'm like, no wonder this guy was going slow.
So, because he's a big, big public figure, but because he told me, he goes, look, I don't say public because I hate the backlash or whatever. But he's a Quebecer, he's a hardcore Quebecer, loves Quebec, but he also has a lot of business in the States, and he goes to New York, and he was telling me, we were talking, and he goes, dude, I've noticed, because I've been saying this for a while, but people don't see it until they leave. He goes, you're fucking right. We fucked up. Not only is the country fucked up, the province is fucked up, he goes. And I notice it when I come back to Montreal, the difference between New Yorkers and Montrealers, how here it's lazy and give me. I don't want to work for it. And everyone's a little depressed, a little sad because they can't afford anything. And they keep buying into the problem. The problem is what we've built, this weird socialist, just I have nothing, but I complain that I want more, but I don't want to work. This weird thing goes. Whereas in the States, it's work, 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 and you're going to have opportunities. They kind of promote small businesses and people to do well, right?
But I love in the U.S. It's like it's such like world's best coffee, world's best pizza. It's so competitive.
Yeah,
like,
there's incentive really, for you to get bigger, whereas here they crush you, right? When you pick up a little head,
bro,
they want,
small businesses.
And here it's viewed upon bad. If you make money, let's say right now, if you here for some reason the mentality in Quebec, which is fucking weird to me, is if you made $1 million because you sold drugs, or if you made $1 million because you work your ass off and you have the best coffee shop, they treat you the same way. They go, you're bad because you're rich. So they don't value success when you, which is crazy. You can't do that because that's it. Why am I a bad person? Because I have the best coffee and I made $10 million off my coffee. And you're like, you're the same as that guy who fucking $10 million because he sold drugs to school children. Those are two very different fucking things. It's not just being rich doesn't make you a bad person. Yeah, so he was talking to me. He goes, I never noticed. He goes, until I moved away and I'm looking. He goes, I'm coming back. And he goes, I'm fucking depressed, bro, because people are sad. They're down. They're angry at people just for being rich. It's nothing to do with how they got there. They're just mad at that. They're mad at people's success. They don't look at it like in the States where they're like, yo, that guy's successful. What did he do? I want to emulate that. He goes, here, when we talk about it, they go, why the fuck is he successful? Whereas in the States, it's how the fuck did he get there? I'm going to follow that path. I want to be successful. And he's like, it's starting to click because he goes,
it's the American dream. You know,
it's the American dream. But when I say it now, people who have never left this country, they see me as a bad guy. Like, why are you saying that? No, the government should take care of it. And I'm like, no, there's a whole world out there. He goes, I felt, he made a good example. He goes, you ever play Zelda? I go, yeah. He goes, that's how I felt. He goes, when I first got to New York and I saw everything, it felt like unlocking a new area in Zelda. And I was like, holy shit, I have access to all this? Yeah. You know, it's fucking, There's a whole world out there.
They're so competitive. And it's like, even small business, everything there is a competition. They want to be the best. They want to fucking make money. And they push you here. Just with the employee tax here, you're dead. Like, you're dead if you have a small business here. Yep. It's so expensive.
But, you know, you have flowers in your pockets, and I love it. It looks good, but I'm wondering, why they put the design in the pocket. And well, it looks very
it's
nice.
It's my buddy's clothing brand. It's like this Russian guy. Oh, dude, this guy's the best, man. I go pick up clothes at his house. He's wearing a Russian tracksuit. It's too short for him. He's got a big belly. He's got the gold chain, no shirt underneath. He's wearing, like, pants like this. They're too tight for him.
Buddy.
You just described
Eli.
Me.
Or Ellie is retarded.
No, he's the best.
Bro, I went and checked his Instagram. You remember Tzadikai?
Oh, him?
Yeah. So I went and checked out his Instagram.
He was trolling you fucking guys, man.
I know, no. But he was still
dumb.
Yeah,
of course he was.
Of course, bro. He's not that
stupid.
Yeah,
he was trolling.
He was just fucking around. You saw it in his face.
Bro, he's funny, man. He's legit funny.
He just wanted to have fun.
Yeah, he was
at a comedy show on a Friday night.
Bro, he wants to come back to Secret Show. Like, as soon as he can, he's coming back.
That's all people talk to me about.
He was not fucking
with him. Bro, I swear on my leg. No, he was. He was. I'm like, I'm going to see Mandela's. He's like, oh, tell him Tzadikai and tell him... The other one, I forget. But
you couldn't tell. He was just having a good time.
Yeah.
He got into it because he was having, you could see he was like getting the up. He was having, dude. And all people talk to me about now is Secret Show most of the time.
It's great, man. The Secret Show is so fun.
You should have seen his face, bro.
But he was good. He was having fun. Leave
him
alone.
He loves it.
I know. But his face, when he said Tzadikai and everyone in the room turned around and looked at him.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Embarrassment.
No, he wasn't embarrassed.
No, he wasn't. There. You were in the back.
No, I was
there. We brought it up again after. But the first time, it's a bit now. He commits to it. But at first, he said it was real. I promise you on my life. Guaranteed.
Why would he fuck up a food word, a basic food word twice? The other thing, too, is he does eat a lot of Greek food. He loves Greek food.
Yeah, he knows.
He's a fucking Greek fan.
Yeah, he's a fan
of
the Greeks.
He's always eating Greek food, man.
He's just fucking around. It's fun. Dude, sometimes it's fun to fuck with people. I do it all the time too.
It is.
But the Secret Show is great because you're literally shooting the shit and fucking with people as you would regular, but it's a show. Like people are fucking watching. They're like, oh my God. So it's like crowd work amped up by 1,000.
We've never had someone come to the Secret Show and be upset.
No.
Bro, it's amazing.
Yeah.
No. And we've said some heinous racist shit.
I've been there. I've been like, oh fuck, I gotta leave. I'm out of here. It's fun though. Fun times, man. Come up. Come see it.
Yeah, Secret Show is good. If you're not a sensitive biatch, it's the best show in the city.
And Loki, so I gotta say, I'm very happy that your side quest is almost done. Just for
me
Secret
too.
Show.
Me too.
Oh, you guys stopped it for a bit?
No, never stopped it. But it said he's not there at the beginning.
So I always show up late.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then people are always scrambling. Sometimes I heard who told me that they were downstairs and they're like, Where's Pantelis? And they're like, he's gonna be an hour late. We're just calm the fuck down. Just go upstairs.
You do make the show. I mean, I gotta.
Well, it's everyone. The show,
you should have seen it this week. Fucking hammer, bro, because you weren't there. He came out and he was like, oh, I'm going to. And, bro, it was crazy. He was losing his mind. And then you showed up and he, like.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Pierre Bowen kills me on the show too. Like
Pierre Bowen's a classic.
Bro, his one-liners, man. You think he's falling asleep? He's over there like this. He'll come up, and be like, "Yeah, shit, it's Butter Monkey. Fuck that bitch." He's like, "What?" Yeah, you're like, "What?"
Pierre Bowen, I think, found his home. He's like Secret Show, he's so comfortable.
Yeah,
and I love the after the credits thing. We're doing the post show because there's the Secret Show, and then once the Secret Show's done, when the music's playing, he still grabs the mics. And he's still shooting the shit with people while the music's playing, like it's credits in a movie.
Good for him, man. Yeah. Peter's funny, man.
Yeah. George will get on with him. Pecker will jump back on, and they'll just talk over the music.
Yeah, Secret Show is good. If you're like a real comedy fan, like a nerd, Secret Show is the place to be.
It's the best.
And there's no limits. It's crazy sometimes.
Yeah, it's fun. And even Pecker, like, telling his life story, that was great too, man. Like, telling all the fucking story about what he's been through.
But that's the thing. You can't say that on every show. Yeah, it doesn't work. But in the Secret Show, it fucking works.
Yeah, it's fun. We gossip too a bit, man. The gossiping's fun too. You're like, fuck, I can finally talk shit.
A lot of gossips too. I love talk when it's inside gossip that even I'm like not aware of. I'm like, this is so strange.
Haters Corner, baby.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Talking shit, man. But,
it's the shit.
Yeah, you guys can keep doing it? Yeah.
Secret Show, even if I'm not around, the Secret Show needs to live on without me.
100%.
Yeah.
So it'll be it's always Friday.
Friday's 11 p.m.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah. It's the third floor comedy club.
We know it.
Get that shit. Josh, anything big happening? Big happening at the club?
I mean,
what's happening this summer? Is there going to be like a...
Hey, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, giving away too many secrets.
Oh, what are you doing right now? Hey. All I know
about comics?
What?
Is that like you guys want to promote, like you have to promote your shit, but then when it's like time to talk about it, like, whoa, what are you doing?
It's not time. We don't have anything, but everything's in development, Poseidon. That's why you don't say it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know what I love about movies, bro? They want you to go watch their movie, bro, but when they're filming it, they're like, hey, don't release these photos to the public. Okay,
fuck everything. What about all these remake women movies, man? That's fucking great, man.
Oh, that's a topic. Why is he giving topics from 2017?
There was one that I saw. It was a joke. They're like, remake of Brokeback Mountain with an all-woman cast. And then somebody was like, I want to be mad, but I'm for this, but I'm also against this.
Fuck, if it's two of like those soccer broads, I'll watch it. If it's two girls in checkered shirts and fucking glasses.
It's going to be Jake Gyllenhaal's sister. Jill Gyllenhaal. Is that her name?
No, Maggie.
Maggie. Yeah. It should have been Jill.
I think you're almost out of the camera.
Yeah, he's moving away.
Yeah, seriously.
He's just leaving the episode. The remakes are weird.
I got you. I like the Ghostbusters with the kids. It's not bad.
That's not a remake, though. Jesus, that's a continuation.
I guess, because they got the old people.
Who are you pulling up here?
No, leave him. Don't focus.
He's on his own side quest. Jake got the good looks.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal's a hot dude.
Do you guys see that?
Did you see the
Conor McGregor movie with Jake Gyllenhaal?
I saw it with the Roadhouse, the Conor McGregor movie.
Which one would you bang?
Boom, boom. If you chose the man here, I'd understand.
Why is it? Is that his wife, for real?
That's his sister.
Oh, he bangs his sister?
No, he does not bang his
Why
sister.
Why would you? What's wrong with you?
You're allowed to take a photo with a woman and not have sex with her.
They look alike, though, eh?
Yeah, because they're fucking siblings.
the last chick that asked Boone to take a picture, he goes, we didn't bang yet. Why do you want a picture?
You want proof so I can tell people?
You're going to tell me you're banging?
There's all these rumors that I fuck guys.
Jake's good looking, man. Fuck, he's good looking.
I'm with you. This is not part of your agenda. I'm with you.
Holy shit. Blue eye. Look at that jaw. He's got the fucking 90s
haircut.
Jack
now, too.
Roadhouse was not bad.
You know who was very handsome? Yesterday I was watching George of the Jungle.
What is that?
It's, what's his name?
The guy who plays the whale now.
Oh, yeah.
He was in George of the Jungle, he was shredded, handsome, jaw. I was like, that's a good looking dude.
Oh, yeah. This guy.
Brendan Fraser.
Wasn't he a comic? I think he was a comic, him.
I don't know about that.
No, he was in comedies, but he wasn't a comic.
Yeah, look at right there.
Look how fat he is.
Look at that, bro.
Holy shit.
Look at him, bro. What a sexy dude.
Whoa.
I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous.
Hey, bro, I didn't know she was in it. Fucking Judd Apatow's wife.
Yeah, she's just as annoying as ever.
That's a good looking dude, man.
Yeah. But he got that fatter. That's a fat suit.
That's a fat suit, probably. Yeah, that's excessive.
You know who fucking a crazy transformation was? Christian Bale.
Oh, Christian Bale does it all the time.
Yeah. Bro, when he does the machine, Brendan Fraser was so small, and then fucking Batman, he was jacked.
Yeah, that was insane. Yeah. He almost fucking died doing Machinist, I think.
He looks like every CEO combined now.
It's crazy, yeah. How? Yeah.
But he got time. Time beats everyone, bro. Time is undefeated, man.
Yeah, time is undefeated.
Nobody fucking beats time.
It's not just that he went through a lot of psychological abuse. Apparently, he got blacklisted from Hollywood because one of the execs, like they grabbed him, tried to.
Oh yeah, one of the execs tried to when he was a sexy man tried to fuck him, and he wasn't having any of it, and then he got blacklisted.
Yeah, blacklisted from everything. He apparently got like abuse.
That must be quite flattering though to be that good looking as a guy and guys want to fuck you.
You're like, then you lose your career.
I want the male comics all to fuck me. By the way, I want them all to want to fuck me.
So at an open mic, at an open mic, Zuniga. He looks at a gay comic. Shout out Zuniga, and he goes,
"The best."
He goes, "Zuniga, I'd fuck the shit out of you. You'd fuck
no."
Me, right?
No, no, that's not what happened. What happened is Zuniga. I'm like, Zuniga, don't say you wouldn't fuck us because you want to fuck us, and it's reverse psychology. We all know what you're doing. He's like, nah, I wouldn't fuck you. I'm like, you wouldn't fuck me. I go, you wouldn't fuck me. And he goes, and I go, rank the guys top five who you'd fuck from 1 to 5. The guys who are with you right here. So he names like first. He names, I think he names Borgelli first.
Yeah.
Then he goes, Borgelli, Usselman, Pecker, comics. Me, and Goofy. Those are the five guys there. I go, bro.
You put the black guy last? I
go, because he, and then he saved himself. He goes, no, because the age thing. He goes, I go by age. I'd bang the youngest guy first, and I go, you bang Pecker over me.
Hold on. He goes, look, he's drawing a very bad line for the gay community.
He goes by age. I go, Pecker. Zuniga, I take off my shirt right now. You're not going to bang me? He goes, no, I wouldn't.
Really?
I fucked the shit out of you.
He starts calling him Dave. He goes, Dave, I'd fuck the shit out of you. Are you kidding me right now? Dave, I would put in work, dude.
He put me fourth. Nah. I got punched in.
He comes up to me. He tells me the story. And then like a day after he tells me the story, we're sitting there and he goes, man, I fucked the shit out of Dave.
Dude, that was so upset. Because I had a gay wrestling friend in high school who I looked up to who was fucking gay, and he never wanted to fuck me either. So he just wanted to tickle me a lot.
Yeah, he just fucking did whatever he wanted with you. Other than
we
that.
Used to wrestle together, the fucking in our hotel rooms and shit. He would touch me.
Poor Boom Boom, he just wants sweet man love.
I feel like you're the type of person to get molested and not know.
I think it happened a few times. Fuck. Is the statute of limitations done on that though? Maybe make some money.
There's no statute of limitations in Canada.
Make some money on that shit. Go back.
Never talk about your crimes on air.
What? Yeah.
Like I can't. Like I want. I have so many stories of like. Breaking into cars and fucking whatever.
Allegedly.
I love how you're like, never talk about your crimes.
Never
on
talk
air.
About your car. Like, when I murdered Jimmy Double Speech.
If I'm being honest with you,
Jimmy Double Speech.
I said, never talk about your crimes. And I was like, I'd like to clarify.
Let me describe my crime.
Kind of crimes. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell the stories there, but.
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
Brandon Fraser.
But if you were, when you were young. If you one of your like wrestling coaches touched you, you can go after him now.
No, I'm sorry. We were just talking about that. And he goes, ha, Brendan Fraser.
No, because he's a friend. Because he saw his photo. He's like, but that was retarded. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man. holy shit.
But didn't you go to Selwyn?
No, I taught at Selwyn.
Okay, because there was a pedophile at Selwyn teaching.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, until he left.
Did you know him?
I love that he's like, did you go there? I didn't go there because there was a pedophile teaching there. Yeah, I taught there. It's fucking insane.
I'm not the guy.
Also, you didn't.
Did you know
did
the guy?
You teach?
Phys Ed.
Oh, it was him.
But they would throw me in for like academic class sometimes. I didn't know shit though, so I would just make the kids. One time I put on the dictator. I put on the dictator for like seventh graders, and it's like all swearing and shit. So they're all like, "We can watch this." Or I'm like, "Yeah, put it up." I just had one kid look at the door in case anybody's coming by. But like we would watch it. I just did crazy shit. I can't believe I kept that job for 7 years.
He plays hardcore porn for the kids. Right?
It was School of Rock with him. It was School of Hard R.
Bro, when I would show up for phys ed, sometimes they were just too hyper. I'd fucking throw the balls and be like,
School of Hardcore
Mania. We fucking have them hit each other with a dodge bomb, like fucking rip everybody, dude. It was insane, man.
He's like, teaching's fun, bro. You throw a couple of dodgeballs, you watch a couple of movies, fuck some kids. Fucking good time, bro.
Bro, one kid did something funny to me, I have to admit. One kid, I think it was seventh grade. Bro. So
he cradled the balls.
I don't know if it's still like that, but we had to go. I had to go with them in the locker room for them to change.
It's not like that. You do not need to change with the kids, bro. And let me tell you something. It wasn't like that back then either.
So, bro, I'm in the locker room.
I'm changing with these young sexy kids.
It's so awkward because they're so hot, but So I'm by the door. I'm just trying to stay by the door. And this kid comes up to me. He's like, bro, come quick in the stall. You have to come quick. You have to come quick. I'm freaking out, because it was like my first couple weeks in there. Bro, it's
I forgot. I'm actually going to do this. Bro. It's a fantasy of mine.
It's my first couple weeks.
Wait, really? Right here? Right now?
Bro.
I really He's like, no, this is, boom. It was like,
face in the eyebrows. I run the stall. The kid has his pants to his ankles. He's taking a piss in the stall. And they all look at me and go, perfect.
Oh, they knew.
It was so
These
funny.
Kids are smarter than
bro,
you
it
think.
It was so funny.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
This is the greatest. One but, of the greatest.
And then he's like, "Oh no, it would be a shame if you guys run a train on me right
bro,
now."
I used to love it. Bro, So back to the gay kid. So there was a gay kid, and he was like, "I don't know." Like he didn't.
He was teaching that class.
I don't know if he officially came out yet, but he was gay. Like he was definitely gay. And
say gay again.
Okay, and he was
gay was he?
So he comes up to me. He comes up to me one day, and I told him, he's like, he's like, "Sir, do you have a girlfriend?" And I'm like, "No, I don't yet." And he's like, "Oh, don't worry, you'll get one." And I'm like, "Yeah, you think so?" He's like, "Yeah, you're cute. It's just you're too short." And he was like a grade 8 kid. That's like told me.
That's preposterous.
And then you have to prove that you're a real man. Right?
So do you have like a Napoleon thing? Like, does it fuck with you?
Yeah, he has
short?
A Napoleon.
I always did. I always like, But fuck, that was you guys brought back memories, man. It was fun teaching there, man.
He really doesn't want to talk about being short.
But no, those kids, those kids do not have the same memories as you.
Imagine they all fucking hate me. No, it was awesome.
No, I'm sure they had a great time. Bro. They learned nothing, but they had fun.
One time,
three of them were molested.
Bro, one time they put me in like a math class, like an academic class, and then an exam. So I was like, yeah, everybody can cheat on everybody. I don't care. Like, guys, do your thing. I'm just like, don't. There was one kid, like, I forget his name. His name was like, probably like Potts or something. Everybody called him Potso. Like one of those guys, cool kid. Everybody calls him by his last name. Like, Potso! So I'm like, Potso, just make sure you don't get perfect on this fucking exam. Don't make me look bad. I'm like, don't fucking make me look bad. So anyways, there was one kid.
Funny.
Bro, there was one kid and he was really pissed about it. So he actually wrote his mom. He told his mom. His mom wrote the school being like, look, they had an exam. My kid actually studied hard and he let it. And Mr. Mancini let everybody cheat.
Oh, so rat.
Rat. Bro, that kid got ripped for his whole high school. Everybody hated him. Yo, he was called he was literally called Rat Boy for like 5 years.
Did you get fired?
That's crazy.
No, they had a talk with me and I fucking pulled a fast one. The headmaster had a talk with me like, look, you can't do that. This, and I'm like, listen, I didn't know it was an exam. I'm a phys ed teacher. You guys put me in the class and there was like a math exam, but it was after like group work. So I don't know if we were still doing group work. Dude, I had to like spin it, but I totally let them fuck.
And then you're like, look, since you're the headmaster, I'll give you a head, but I don't want to get fired. Yo.
Well, can you call me master?
I went to Montreal High once for two semesters, when I needed to finish my credits. And one math teacher, because, you know, you're there with a bunch of kids that don't always speak. Like, I think he was doing it on purpose. It's the math exam. It's the final one. So he gives everyone the exam, and then he has the ultimate answer sheet, right? And it's on the desk. And he gives everyone the exam, and then he gets up. He's like, all right, I'm going to go to the break room. And he walks out, he leaves. And I'm looking, and I'm like, there's no way. No one gets it, right? Everyone, they're just trying. Yeah, I'm a student. They're just trying, and I'm like, oh my God, I think he just gave me an out. So I go, you, mustache. It was a girl there, she has a mustache. I go, go watch at the door, and we're all going to cheat. Just don't copy everything, don't get 100%, but we're all going to cheat. I go, fucking take your mustache and go fucking the door. So she went to the door to look out. I go to the desk, I grab the answer sheet, fucking fill out everyone's exam, different errors. It's not everyone got in the 90s. Put it back. Mustache, fill out her thing too. Everyone passed.
Man, bro, like,
I think he did it on purpose.
Cheating in high school is like getting out of like a parking ticket when you're an adult.
Yeah,
like, it's such a good fucking feeling.
Ever. I've never cheated ever.
What?
Ever.
How did you cheat in high school?
I didn't fail, bro. I did okay. I never cheated ever.
No. You got it sometimes.
Nothing ever. No. What I used to do though, I wouldn't read the books. You fucking go online, you just Google the book, and then
cheating.
You're good. That's not cheating.
It's cheating.
Now it's like AI and shit.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Can you imagine doing school now?
Stupid. Why are you not allowing people to use the tools that they're going to have in life? Why do people need to fucking go back?
Hold on. I'm with you. I'm with you on some stuff. The problem with what you just said is that you do need, because we can see right now there's a false civilization because of people being lazy and stupid, right? So you do need to have kids and young adults that learn critical thinking and how to develop ideas by themselves. If all they do, we're going to turn to Idiocracy, the guy who was getting blown and just drinking Pepsi all the time. We're going to turn to that. If they're just like, how do I put out this fire? Instead of the kid knowing critically, let me find water, let me try to figure, I said that. You need people to learn how to critically think. Sure. So in those formative years, you need to spark their mind, get them to have imagination to think. If they're just typing in to get the answer, they're learning nothing.
Yeah, if they just type in,
you're going to have zombies everywhere.
If they get their degree in law degree and they can't fucking talk in a courtroom.
Yeah, and we have that now already, and we didn't have those tools. Imagine as it's going to grow.
That's fair.
We're going to have, it's going to turn into idiocracy.
Yeah. I accept. I like the answer.
Yeah, that's the only reason is critical thinking. Like for me, that's what I find school should be. The way we grade kids here is very stupid. It's very absurd because some kids that are not good. They're never going to be good at a certain thing. It's not in them.
One time I was trying to use AI to like help me finish a joke, and the thing that comes out is so fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's always bad.
It doesn't even make sense.
The AI's like, this is a shit joke.
Yeah. It will learn.
AI's like, don't do this. AI's like,
what a shitty premise, boom.
I'm going to launch a nukes because of you.
My dad tells me that you're not going to go anywhere with this joke. You're going to bomb on stage.
Oh my God, I just thought of something. What if they get AI? No, sorry. What if like all the world leaders, the elites, they get together and they launch nukes and blame it on AI?
Yeah.
This hasn't been thought of yet.
No, it's not the premise of many movies.
Shout out Fallout.
Yeah.
Thanks, Poseidon.
It's okay, Poseidon. Thank you.
You guys seen Fallout?
Yeah, I watched the whole series.
Incredible.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's true. It is the plot of Fallout. God.
It is so good. It's fucking one of the best shows in a while.
Yeah, they did a good job with it. It's very, because it's so over the top, it's very risky.
It could be cheesy. Though, right?
Yeah, it could be cheesy. That's why when you're basing it, just like superhero movies, that's why DC, most of their movies are super cheesy and stupid. Mm. They haven't found the recipe like Marvel did, you know? But they did a very good job. I want to watch the second season.
I can't wait for the second season. Holy shit.
And it made me want to get back in the game, but I'm playing other stuff at the same time I want to finish.
Fuck the game.
The game's amazing. Of course I'm a gamer.
Fuck.
I worked in video games so many years, bro.
Games, it takes up too much time. I don't have time for games. Bro, it's like, I can't play a video game for 30 minutes and stop.
The best, I used to play like NHL 94 and shit. I went up north with all my buddies. They all got fucking pissed drunk. We're gambling on NHL 94. We're paying for like $100 a game. And they got so drunk they couldn't even play. I just won like $700 bucks off my friends.
You're just sober, just crushing.
Yeah, I'm just sober crushing. Doing the cheat code, you know, when you just cut across and you score every time.
Oh, you go on the side and then you do the one timer or you wrap around?
No, wrap around, And they kept getting pissed. They're like, what the fuck? But they couldn't figure it out because they're all so fucking drunk. Dude, my buddies two of them played for $1,000 a game, and one guy sucks and he lost 2,000.
What a dickhead.
No, then always the hack was like you hold backhand, then you switch to forehand, then you're good.
Which NHL?
There's a few hacks.
I don't know.
There's a few hacks.
94 is just literally cut across.
Yeah, just off the right.
Have you ever done any drugs?
Yeah, I did.
Testosterone.
Yeah, the steroids. No, we did fucking mushrooms with my buddies. We rented like an island. You know when you could like get a boat, rent an island? It's like one of these small islands and near Ottawa, like one of these.
Okay.
Little St. James.
Something like that. We rented an island. We did mushrooms, bro. And it was like, fuck, I was so high. Apparently, I didn't take that much, like under 1 gram, but I was really fucking
high.
You've
never done anything before.
Bro, like the trees started talking to me. I was seeing shit. I went swimming naked, bro. I remember I was like, for some reason, I'm standing in front of the water and I was butt naked. And I had my one friend who was like my shaman, you know, he was like directing me through the trip, you know? And so, bro, I look behind me. He's there. He's like, he's just there. He's like, go in the water, baby. Like, all right, go. I just jump in naked. Bro, it's so fucked. I want to do it again, though. That's something. I want to do like DMT. I want to do like a real fucking trip.
I mean,
I want to do like ayahuasca.
I would
shit.
Say smoke some weed first.
Why?
Me, when the first time I did acid, my boys were like, bro, you got to smoke enough weed that weed doesn't really affect you anymore. And then you can do acid.
I would suggest.
Would you do like DMT or ayahuasca or anything?
I would
do
DMT, but I would never do acid.
Why?
No, that's. I want to do like DMT. I want to do. There's a guy who does it here.
I'm not
right?
going to do the CIA's fucking poison.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that shit to put those chemicals in my body.
It's incredible.
But I'll do DMT. It's natural.
I want to do it.
You produce DMT.
There's a guy who does it here.
I know. I would do DMT. Yeah. I like
and
acid.
Plus DMT, I like the idea of an 10 to 11 minute high, and then I'm good to go. I don't like the idea.
Isn't it like a couple hours?
No.
No, that's ayahuasca.
That's ayahuasca. Oh.
It's still the same chemical ish, but it's like a different process.
What the fuck did you give me at the club the other night?
DMT.
I gave him a zin, bro. He lost his mind.
Dude, I was high as
that's
fuck.
That's just cocaine and
no,
caffeine.
No, it's just nicotine, bro. That's it. Here, you want to take one now? He said you want to take one at the end of the podcast.
Did you get high off zin?
Yeah, big time, bro.
How is that possible?
He's at the club and he just goes, bro, I'm high. I'm so
no,
high.
No, I was high. Like, I had, like, an energy boost, but it was, like, a weird one.
So, yeah, because nicotine actually makes you,
on the top, right?
What on
is
the top, yeah.
Nicotine is an accelerant. It's like,
Let's fucking go! imagine
this is the best flavor that exists.
Imagine I just take off my pants, I start going nuts.
Punching Poseidon.
Oh my God, what's going to happen?
Zin is a sin.
No.
But this is caffeine, right? I mean, not caffeine, nicotine.
Yeah.
So I'm smoking cigarettes right now, essentially.
No, minus the smoke and all those chemicals, yeah. You're just taking in the nicotine.
You're just getting nicotine. It's like the healthiest way to consume
your
nicotine.
Your teeth are going to fall out, though.
No. It doesn't affect the
gums. I want the veneers.
Like, they did a bunch of research on it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because I see the guy who said that it does affect your gums.
And the FDA right now. I'm feeling it already. It burns.
Bro, the FDA is allowing people to eat hormone meat. I don't trust the FDA.
That's fair.
I'm feeling it already, man. It like gives it like spicy feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the burn. No.
Bro, it's like
you should do one.
No.
Right now, like bro, I'm telling you. All right, I'm getting Poseidon, take off your pants, man. Let's do his right.
He told me because when he started doing it, his dick stopped working.
Oh, it's
so I'm not taking chances, bro. I love being fucked in the ass anyway.
I'm a bottom anyway. It was my
heart.
That's what I need my dick for, bro. when I said I'd fuck the shit out of Zuniga, I meant Zuniga could fuck the shit out of me.
So basically, it produces. Oh, yeah. It helps you produce serotonin,
bro. I'm telling you,
nicotine. That's
I love it, man. I really do. Yeah, I'm addicted.
I see you as someone who likes nicotine.
I'm addicted,
for sure.
Bro.
It fucked up your
now
dick.
It's like,
last
it's spicy.
It was my heart that fucked up my dick. I got out of a 10-year relationship and started hooking up with people right away, and I just wasn't ready for it.
Okay.
So nicotine. What nicotine does is it kicks up your.
I'm turning into George.
What it does is, you know, you know how weed, the receptors, it basically like blocks them.
No, you don't speak properly.
Nicotine.
Science side is horrible.
Nicotine does the opposite.
But you know the receptors in the brain that are processing the chemicals.
When he speaks science, he sees something in his head and then tries to repeat it, but omits stuff because he knows what they're because he saw it, but he acts as if you saw the same video. So he's talking. It's fucking crazy when you hear him explain stuff,
man. I got a buzz.
No, yeah, it's a great
Poseidon,
buzz.
Poseidon, don't fall for the quick, trap. Eh? Don't do Zin.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not
instant.
Doing Zin, bro. I don't want to
Poseidon, what do you take?
I smoke like dildos. A real goddamn man, okay?
Yeah, smokes,
I'm not a
dudes.
Fucking pussy.
You smoke what?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, he does smoke a lot of cigarettes, like four packs a day.
No, I smoke a pack a day.
A pack a day.
He just smokes cigarettes in bed and smells his belly button.
I love how, yo, bro, I gotta start, like, I didn't do drugs or drink that much until I was, like, 35, 36, so I gotta become a real fucking, I gotta
degen?
Be, like, but I'm going all the way, though. If I start drugs, I'm doing fucking heroin, man.
Well, so that's
no,
the thing.
You're gonna
wait
go
until you're, there's the guy who was on Reddit who was like, I'm gonna try cocaine, I'm gonna try heroin, everybody, and then he just became addicted to heroin.
Yeah, heroin's insane, dude.
Do you guys remember that
I
guy?
I have that with crack. I wanna try crack.
No, literally. Hold on.
Becker looks at me. He goes, "You don't understand. You won't come back." And
yeah,
I'm like,
you're done. Your life is done.
Crack is that good?
Listen, Josh.
Yes, that's
Josh.
Good to make you want to try it.
Josh, remember that guy that went on Joe Rogan and he was like challenging everyone. He's gonna do crack for 30 days and cut it, and he was calling a crack addict like weak.
So I didn't actually. I saw a clip.
Remember
on TikTok.
I never saw that.
Did you see a clip on TikTok of that?
Yeah,
it might be fake.
Okay, so it's not real.
Oh shit! For real?
Yeah, because I would have known.
It's not real.
This shit's good.
I tried Pantelis, so hard to find it. It's not real.
Fuck.
This shit's
it's
good.
I hoped it was real because I wanted to hear the story, but it's just a guy, he made a clip and he put it on
A lot of people fell for that. Holy shit.
People, what they're doing now is they're just making fake Rogan clips. It's crazy. I started watching an AI podcast between Drake and Rogan, and then they started talking about AI, and I was like, fuck this, bro.
That's kind of wacky.
I like the feeling, man.
It's electric. I love it.
It's my second time.
Yeah. And this time you're taking it. And isn't the flavor good on this
Yeah,
one?
This is like a cinnamon, right?
Black cherry.
Black cherry. Fuck.
Finally get to pop a black cherry.
No, I pop many
black cherries. I know better black cherries.
I pop many black cherries. What the fuck are you talking about? Bro, I've been to fucking Bahamas a bunch of times, man.
You know what they say, the darker the cherry, the sweeter the juice. Aye.
Yeah. No, this is good, though. Fuck, it feels good. Now I know why people get addicted to shit, man. Fuck.
And it's a good head high. It's the kind of thing that like you could still do everything.
This
How
is like
does
a
it
head
feel?
High. Like, yeah, head high. Like, I feel like a...
Alert?
Yeah, very, very alert. Very alert, very awake, and then very like... But you're also kind of high a bit. You're also kind of like...
Like this while woozy. Working out?
You're woozy. Yeah,
like, would you be able to write right now and do work?
Yeah. But I never write or do work either anyway, so...
Bro, what's wrong with you?
I didn't spill. We're good.
Yeah. All right, undone the...
Oh, you taking it out?
Take it out.
Oh, I thought you keep it for like an hour.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a tolerance.
All right. Oh, he's feeling weird, eh?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Oh, my God. All right, well, Zin's a sin. That's what I say.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Now I have that head high, bro, at the club. And then I went on stage like this. And I don't even know what I said. Bro, I have no idea what I said.
He was really walking around the club and he was just like, I'm fucking high, guys.
I'm high. That's me right now. Like, that's me right now. I'm high as fuck.
Your hair kind of swooped up a little bit.
Oh, fuck, bro. I'm high as fuck.
You look like Johnny Bravo.
I'm hard as a rock. Fuck.
Oh, it makes him hard, too.
His pants are literally up right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I believe
it. Yeah, nicotine stimulates sexual desire.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
Bro, I literally
it does the opposite.
It does the opposite.
No, it doesn't. Smoking does the opposite.
No, nicotine.
I think I left it in
no,
too long.
No, it doesn't. Bro, I literally just had it, man.
Yeah, if you just had it, that's a lie from nicotine. Big Nicotine is writing that.
Tucker Carlson said,
yeah.
He was like, Zyn is a male enhancer. It gets you hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Zyn came out and was like, hey, Tucker Carlson, it's please don't say that.
Yeah, because you know, so it's not true. Real. Yeah, it's not real.
But I was talking to this girl.
No, smoking will not make your dick work. But
Josh, I was talking to this girl that night.
Okay, bro, you smoke more than anyone. Do you have dick problems?
No.
So shut
the
fuck
up. He would never admit.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He
wouldn't admit. He wouldn't admit, but he doesn't have dick problems. He would tell me if he had dick
You know
problems.
How many fucking people?
But people don't even know what Zyn is.
When my dick wouldn't work, I was talking about it on stage. It's the only fucking option I had. And people in the crowd would never admit it until I admitted it and made it funny. And then they're like, yeah, it happens, bro. And it's like,
all
okay,
psychological.
You're lying, so what happens to
the
you?
Worst when
unless
the worst one happens with a girl and you're like, fuck, it never happens with
no,
me.
The worst
is when they're like,
unless it's chemical, like let's say something that fucked up your dick. In general, what happens is it's all mental.
Yeah, who is it? Drossos has he had
a big dick.
No, he couldn't get it up for you.
No.
Drossos actually has
erectile dysfunction. Yeah.
he has this podcast with he had the other doctor.
The
now
doctor,
has
yeah.
a new doctor.
Yeah,
and the both doctors have said that 90% of the time it's actually psychological.
Yeah, it's psychological.
It's like 10%, like that, like it's really rare men that'll actually have physical problems with their dick.
I'm tripping right now.
You're tripping.
Bro, I'm tripping.
Dude, I'm just hard as a rock and I'm tripping balls.
I'm fucking tripping. I'm hard as a rocket tripping.
All right.
Holy shit.
Listen.
You guys gonna leave me like this?
I'm gonna kick you out of the studio.
Leave me like this, man.
Jamie Boom Boom, links are in the description.
Love you guys, man.
Secret Show at the third floor every Friday. You already know Josh. Josh is on the podcast a lot. He's almost a co-host with me and Poseidon over here. Thank you all. Go fuck yourselves.
We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.